going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Swing and a liner pass short into left, base hit. First pitch swinging again. Henry Davis with an RBI single. 1-0 Pirates.
Don't look now, but Henry Davis swinging that thing. Playing a good defensive catcher. Now the bat's coming through. John Wehner told us the approach has changed for Henry Davis. Hit a homer in game two of that series against Arizona. And a double as well. Won the opposite way. He hit it 410 feet. To the big part of the ballpark, as they say, Doran.
Mm.
Is this just a hot Henry Davis, or can Henry Davis be this more consistently? Do we have Noah Hyles yet? We do not. Harry told me this would happen. He said, you broke early in the last segment. Yeah, I wanted to get to Noah early. And he said, well, Noah's going to wind up connecting late because it's 5:35 out there in San Diego.
True.
And I don't like it when Harry's right, but Harry, in this instance, is right.
Have you ever been to San Diego?
I have not. Have you?
Yes.
Isn't it supposed to be?
Yes.
As nice as it gets.
It's as nice as it gets. Probably the nicest city in the country.
Isn't it just 72 and sunny all the time?
It's perfect every day. Food's great. By the water. I mean, it literally perfect. Only thing that's bad is probably the taxes and how expensive it is.
If I'm living out there, I'm probably not worried about the taxes.
Exactly. But it is literally the nicest place in our country.
I applied for a job out there. For a show, this was 5 or 6 years ago. They never got back to me.
No?
No.
You might not be the flavor that they're looking for.
I think you got to be a pretty person. And I think I'm not going to speak for you. I think people watch our YouTube stream and they look at me and they're like, okay, it's not repulsive.
You're a Pittsburgh guy.
I'm a Pittsburgh guy. Yeah. I go out there, people be like holding their nose walking past me on the street.
Yeah.
It was like when I was in Miami. We were talking about Sweden before the show.
Yeah.
Where every dude's like 6'4" and everyone's in shape. I would be a 3. Or a 2. Out in Sweden. You can text us and get in on this wonderful conversation brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. What happened, Harry? What's going on back there? Take the people behind the scenes. Oh, we got Noah Hyles.
Noah's here.
Good morning, Noah. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm well, fellas. How are you?
What's that hat?
Go New York, go New York, go.
You believe in still? You think they got it? He's a Knicks fan. It's a Knicks hat.
Knicks and 7.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of people pulling for the Knicks. I am.
I'm pulling for the Knicks.
I didn't grow up a Knicks fan. I mean, I like Patrick Ewing. I like the colors. Like
Deuce McBride, baby. Let's go. My Mountaineer.
I've been pulling for the Knicks all year. I think it's Jalen Brunson and the style of basketball and Josh Hart, the Villanova guys. And then you add Carl Anthony Towns. I feel like that they all play gritty. They play hard and they play basketball like they're, you know, in college.
Junkyard dogs.
Yes. I'm pulling for the Knicks, man.
Yeah. They're the antithesis of what NBA haters think the NBA is. Mm-hmm. They treat the regular season like it matters. They play hard. They defend. They play team basketball. They're just fun. They shoot mid-range jumpers. They rebound. They're an awesome team to watch. I get so much enjoyment from watching them, which is a rare thing to say as a Knicks fan.
All right, on to the Pirates now. Henry Davis, hot or turning a corner? What do you think?
I'll say hot for now, just because it's only been a couple of weeks. But it feels like this could very well be him turning a corner. I saw a lot that I like from Davis in spring. And every time that I would say, like, I see a little bit of a different player, people would kind of roll their eyes and say, oh, you know what, you just have the Bradenton flu or whatever. But really, I mean, this is the first consistent playing time this guy's got. It was easy to say, oh, he's the same player when he's playing once a week. It's hard for anyone to kind of find a rhythm in that situation. But ever since he's been getting multiple starts a week, and now will probably be their primary catcher, he's been hitting the ball well. He's also probably been or probably established himself as the best defensive catcher in the org. So he's really come along on both areas of the game. And I think this is the time now for the Pirates to really figure out what they have with Henry Davis. I think just looking at where they are in the standings, what's the priority? The priority should be finding out what you have for 2026. And if you can figure out that Henry Davis can be your everyday catcher, and that he can be a productive bat at the plate, in addition to doing what he can do behind the plate as a defender, that's a huge, huge silver lining to take away from what's been a tough year overall.
No, is it true that Adam Frazier tinkered with Henry Davis at the plate and showed him some things and kind of fine-tuned his skills?
That's what Henry said a couple days ago, that just Frazier showed him a drill. Because Henry's problem was that he was always pulling the ball, right?
You don't say.
He could never hit the – yeah. He could never hit the ball anywhere except right down the left field line. So just Adam Frazier, I think the narrative that Adam Frazier fixed Henry Davis might be a little bit blown out of proportion. But I do think that, you know, this is a case where a veteran player came in, showed a young struggling player a drill, saying, hey, I've had a great career defined by being able to kind of hit the ball where I want it to go. Here's a drill that I work on, and it's basically setting up a ball on a tee on the inner half of the plate and working on hitting it up the middle, hitting it to the other side. That way, when you can get better control of your barrel, you can kind of take the pitch where it needs to go rather than what Henry was doing and just pulling it everywhere. That way, when you actually do get a pitch on the inside half of the plate, you're not hitting it 380 feet in the upper deck in foul territory. You can actually hit it in fair territory, and it can result in runs. So, yeah, Adam Frazier did teach him a drill that made him better. But like I said, I wouldn't say that, you know, Adam Frazier fixed Henry Davis. He certainly helped, though.
Do you think that they could platoon, when he's healthy, Joey Bart at first base with Spencer Horwitz? I mean, Joey Bart does really well against left-handed pitching. Spencer Horwitz, yeah, I think, can really handle the stick, particularly against right-handed pitching. Do you think that could make some sense?
On paper, yeah. I mean, didn't we just do the whole try a whole bunch of guys at first base experiment? Try a whole bunch of guys at first base who've never played first base experiment?
Yeah, but that bothered me because they were still alive in contending for something, because mathematically it was almost impossible not to be. And now I mean, play anybody at first. Play everybody at first. Give it a shot.
I think you owe Spencer Horwitz an opportunity to get as many reps as possible there, just because of the investment that you made in him this offseason and the fact that he missed the first 2 months of the season. I think he should get as many at-bats as possible. And also, you got to figure, you got to get Endy some playing time as well. And maybe that's the way you get Endy on the field as a switch hitter. He could play against lefties at first base. I know the idea of Endy playing any more time at first base doesn't necessarily sit well for some Pirates fans, but I mean, the guy has at least played the position where Joey Bart, not a great defender behind the plate, and now you're gonna toss out the idea of him playing an entirely new position mid-season. If it was something that they had him working on throughout spring training or even in the off-season, I'd be all for it. That's probably something they should have had him doing all the off-season and spring training. But I don't know. I just don't see it making sense. I mean, it makes sense, like I said, on paper, but I don't think it would go very well.
When the hell is Nick Gonzalez coming back?
That's a good question. I mean, I think he still has at least a couple more days on his rehab assignment. And I know that some of that rehab assignment was a little bit delayed because he got hit in the hand by a pitch.
Oh, for God's sakes.
He's fine, but it's ironic that when we get the injury update every Wednesday, that for a guy who broke his ankle hitting a home run, they're like, all right, well, before we talk about the ankle, he did get hit in the hand. And we're like, you gotta be kidding me. but he's playing in AAA. I would imagine that he's back sometime in the next week or so, but I don't have that date. That every rehab assignment, you only get 20 days. So I don't have the day in front of me of when it started. So he still has some time.
It's also 5:44 a.m. your time out there in San Diego. Yes. I saw a piece.
But do I sound tired? I've tried not to sound
yes,
tired
you do.
In this hit. Oh, come on, guys.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic wrote that Pirates' O'Neill Cruz is already a StatCast legend. Can the rest of his game catch up? What am I missing here? He's on pace for 30 homers. He's on pace for 50 steals. And don't look now, he doesn't suck in center field. I kind of feel like that piece is doing a disservice to O'Neill Cruz. If you hit 30 and steal 50 and you're playing average center field, I think you've arrived.
In most cases, I would agree with that. However, O'Neill Cruz is a guy where I don't even think that's close to reaching his potential, even those numbers that you said. And I don't know if that's necessarily fair. I mean, how many people in the world can you say, yeah, 30 and 50, still not good enough with your talent?
Right.
But he's a guy where that kind of applies to, crazily enough. He's someone, and I wrote this in my mailbag yesterday. It's just how many players have had the expectation to be the absolute best player on their team from the moment they arrived in the major leagues. That's been the expectation for him. And there's been frustration connected to him because you look at him and you wonder, why aren't you in the same conversation as Soto, as Betts, as Otani, as all of these guys, because you're just as athletic, if not more athletic than them. You do things that, you know, even Aaron Judge can't do. And he's just not doing it as consistently yet. And I think the big holdback right now is, it seems like, yes, there's last year it was two steps forward, one step back. This season it's three steps forward, one step back. I think we're just all waiting to see he just takes three steps forward.
Maybe Adam Frazier could show him something.
Maybe.
Noah, appreciate your time. Have fun out there in beautiful San Diego, and go Knicks.
Go Knicks. I'm sorry I came off tired today, guys. That's going to bother me for the rest of the day.
Yeah, don't do it again.
Take a nap.
Don't do it again.
All right.
Goodbye, Noah.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Deuce sounded tired when we talked to him at 7.
Yeah, he's doing more than Noah is.
I mean, how about you getting right to the point? When the hell are we seeing Nick Gonzalez?
I mean, honestly,
like you were trying to get some, like, state secret out of him.
I feel like we don't talk about him that much, and I feel like he's a missing piece.
The missing link.
It might be nice to see him in the lineup. I mean, he broke his ankle. I mean,
well, forever ago.
Yeah, that don't take that long to heal.
Well, the hand now, too.
The hand.
Which I didn't know about the hand. That sucks. That's pirate luck right there. Ankle's fine, but I did hurt my hamate bone. Real quick, Henry Davis's numbers are darn near identical right now to Joey Bart's. Mm. OPS, Joey Bart, 655. Henry Davis, 652. And Henry Davis only hit for 2 friggin' weeks. Joey Bart kind of having a slump here. Like a sophomore season with the Pirates slump. I know.
I anticipated that.
On base percentage, good. He's getting on base. Where the hell did the power go for this guy? He's got one homer. Henry Davis has out-homered him with 2.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happened?
Yeah.
The reason I was talking about him at first is because I just want Henry to stay in the lineup.
Well, he's going to have a great opportunity. What is he on?
He
7 days?
Yeah,
7 days?
He got that concussion.
The concussion for 7 days. I mean, it's a great opportunity if he continues. And I know Skeens is going to be pulling for him.
Even when Bart comes back, you just got to keep playing Henry. It's so important to figure that out the rest of the way.
Is it? I mean, you have a 1-2 guy and a 1-1 guy.
Yeah.
Essentially.
That's why I want to see Joey Bart at first. And what's the big deal? You lose a few games because you can't squeeze the ball? Like, all right, who cares? You've lost a lot of games.
Put him at DH.
Well, then there's an interesting Andrew McCutchen conversation.
Well, it is what it is.
They can't be placating to him.
Right.
Kutch isn't going to be here next year. Both those guys can and should be. So whether it's DH, first base, whatever, at least Joey Bart gets on base.
Put him in right field.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine Joey Bart in right field?
He's got to be the slowest player on the team,
who
right?
Who couldn't play right field for the Pirates? Like, who would be the worst right fielder that isn't an outfielder? Bednar?
A lot of the time, these relievers, they shag fly balls in batting practice. They actually look really good doing it.
I mean, I'm sure Bednar played outfield at some point in his life.
He's a portly chap, you know? Yeah. I think that's what you're doing there. You're just making fun of his size.
He's not fat. He's
I said portly.
He's burly.
Big boned.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed,
come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.